The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you from Bar Canada at the D here, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, and of course, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. By the way, I just want to mention, after the show today, I am doing the Megapod from this here table. Rufus Peabody, our guest on the show today. Rufus and I did an exchange. Jeff Ma and Rufus Peabody were kind enough to have me on Bet the Process, the Bet the Process pod. So I'll retweet that out. Nice. And this Tennis Channel podcast called Inside In, hosted by Mitch Michaels, which I was honored to be on as well. That should be out today. So it's podcast mania today. Podcast like mania. Beating the Book of Megapod will be out a little later on today. Part of the dinner yesterday is those guys were talking about how they were bungee jumpers and skydivers. And your idea was then what?
I just said I would try it. Is there, because I know that, you know, I'm, you know, slightly bigger than the average skydiver.
No.
So I was saying to myself, you know, obviously that would hold me, though, because there's like tandem things.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, Gil, I would actually go with you tandem, but I'm not going to be on top. Yeah.
I'm not going to be on the bottom of this.
Yeah, I would do a tandem.
Can you imagine that picture?
Yeah. No.
Both of us having that. A, I would love to see that. Yeah. B, Bill, I respect you, man, because I'm not doing either one of those.
Oh,
neither
one. I like any kind of, like, I'll go on any single roller coaster, the worst, upside down, crazy rides. I'll do all that stuff.
Bad, good for you.
So, really?
I don't possess that gene.
I'm the guy, Billy, like, you even brought it up. You see the tandem skydivers, and I still look at that, and I'm like, nope, I need to drop like 75 pounds before I'd even consider it.
But here's the first thing you think.
But here's my question. For anybody who has skydived before, I'd like an answer on this. Bungee jumping, there's no chance in hell, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's my question about skydiving.
You sit there like a yo-yo for 20 minutes until they reel you back in. Come on.
Just forget it. There's no chance. But skydiving, which is out of an airplane, right? Are you so high, and I really mean this sincerely, are you so high in the air that your perception of elevation, or your perception of altitude in this case, is so skewed that it doesn't process
I know what you mean, because it's like when you fly in an airplane, and if you're scared of heights, it doesn't really affect you because you're in an airplane, you're so high up.
When you're about to bungee jump, you are aware, you're like, oh my God, forget this.
That's my point. You can see.
But with skydiving, is it so high that you're just like, I don't even know what this is. Oh, sure, I'll just fall out and then, you know, a parachute comes. I don't know. Maybe I'm diminishing, but you understand what I'm saying.
I think you're right. Like, yeah. I'm not a heights guy. So, like, I'm that guy, if I'm on your sixth floor balcony.
This is me.
I'm not hanging over the railing like this. Like, I'm like the guy who's a couple feet in. Like, I'm a little scared of that.
That's me.
But if I'm up in an airplane, I don't have a problem, right? You're so far up that your perception.
Well, you're also in an iron tube at that point. I'm just saying.
We're rolling the dice on that one, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really get a perception that way. Anyway, so Bill, that was Bill's idea. Yeah. Tandem skydiving.
And then after dinner, I haven't said this yet.
Okay.
After dinner, the two guys went their own way. Tom Hagen and his buddy went their own one way. And we go the other way.
Yeah.
Gil and I. And I noticed Gil walking with a little pep in his step. Huh? I was like, hey, Gil, what's going on today? Oh, I had a good day in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
No, that's always fun, though, to cash some good tickets.
Do you guys have a pep in my step, really?
A little pep, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you guys were talking earlier about, did I hear right? Because when I walked in, hedging, and you were hedging like maybe your futures.
We had a hedging question, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'll tell you, I always say the same thing. I'm not a hedge guy. I'm not going to take one of the buyouts, which are ridiculous compared to what the real number should be.
Yeah.
And that's on any kind of bet, by the way, guys, not just hedging. But also, now there could be a situation that comes because you've bet something early in the season and it's going to return a real lot of money compared to your average bet.
Yes.
That you may want to hedge because of that.
Yes.
That payout, let's say it's a $20,000 payout, your average bet's $500. Well, you know, now you got 40 to 1. Are you going to bet $20,000 on a game?
No, we always say this. If it's a The common way to say it is, if it's a life-changing or life-altering amount of money, how I would rephrase it is, if it's a life-affecting amount of money, then that's a different calculus, for sure. Like, there's no other person that can tell the person with the bet what that value is to you. And so if it is, if you deem that to be, well, look, if I can cash out at this number and that number really affects my life in a positive way, I'm never going to tell you not to do it.
Right.
That's what you're sort of referring
to,
right?
Yeah. And I also have a little note down too. Something's been bothering me, and you guys are both going to agree, I think. I'm all about, believe it or not, responsible gambling. Mm-hmm. Like, New Jersey's very strict on responsible gambling. Going to make it the big deposit, they want to know where the money comes from, where it came from, did it come from a bank account, even what you do for a living, if it's a large amount. And I say large, like, literally, you deposit 50 grand, they want to know where that came from and what do you do for a living. Know your customer, by the way. That's a law that they have. I don't know if it's a... It's an internal law, definitely, but it's definitely probably a state or a federal, because they wouldn't want to do it. Know where your customer. That's casinos, gaming wide. They want to know your customers aren't going to set up for failure. But there's ways around that, too. Don't kid you. There's ways around that. So I am just really upset that I keep on seeing, like, Drake playing roulette on you know, winning $1 million or spinning. Kids at home rooting for him, saying, well, I got to do that. You know, without just...
Yeah, such a good point.
It's just like why don't they tell you that roulette is, before you start into this, roulette is 5.26% against you. It's one of the worst games you can play in the casino.
Yeah.
And
you think Drake is giving him the odds on that on his Instagram?
No, he's not. And it's very irresponsible. It's not just him. There's other people, too. I went out the other night with some guys that I went out. We're going to talk about here. Maybe we'll talk about it next break. Let me just talk about this guy that went out, and he was also at the table. He is a guy on Instagram that has 770,000 followers, something like that. He's a promoter of a site called Prize Picks, which I didn't even know what it was, to be honest.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, he's an influencer of Prize Picks. The money he makes is unbelievable. At 21 years old, insane money, insane. Seven figures, not just 1 million either a year.
Not from Prize Picks, because he's an influencer on Instagram.
No, he makes a lot of them from Prize Picks, too.
All right.
But he does make some from being the influencer, too. But he does make a couple million a year from Prize Picks. So now when he wanted a lot of questions out of me. And he's a nice kid, too, actually. For 21, he's very mature. He had a lot of questions for me. I was out with a group, which we'll explain in a second. So about sports betting and about prop betting, because I find out Prize Picks is prop betting. So it's prop betting only, where you could bet only parlays. Now I'm saying, wow, can I bet correlated parlays? Can I, can I bet quarterback over, their wide receiver over, maybe something, maybe even a, it's props. I don't know if you could bet the total over. So if you want to put something in there together. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, it's just going to be like a same game parlay or something. They're going to affect the, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. The odds are not the bang for your buck that you deserve. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But these sites only show winners. They only show happy tickets.
Of course.
They don't show the homeless shelters and the sewers where people are living that are betting.
Well, the Drake
crazy
thing,
stuff.
The guy that you met is obviously a lesser version, but still a significant version of Drake. But you're right about the Drake thing, because we cannot even fathom the size of their followers, right? Like someone like at the level of Drake in terms of his popularity and his Q rating, globally.
He's getting 20 million hits on a roulette video.
By the way, I was in Toronto with fashion stylist Deborah Song, and we drove by Drake's house.
Oh, okay.
It is like Buckingham Palace.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even kidding you.
Wow.
Like, I'm awesome. Not exaggerating. You drive by, you're like, that's his house?
Yeah.
It's like Buckingham Palace. Have you ever gone as a tourist to Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
It's like that. So you're right in that, like, it takes a... It's really dangerous.
Yeah.
And again,
we're not saying that Drake shouldn't gamble like that.
That's
He's got his own money. He's worth $1 billion.
That's right.
Fine. You want to win $1 million? By the way, he's betting too much of his bankroll per spin. But that's another lesson for another time.
But that's his business.
That's his business.
And he can handle whatever he wants.
It's just the kids that's watching him saying, "Oh, I got to do that.
Yeah,
I want to do that."
It's really a dangerous.
It's like these slot machine guys. I had a slot machine. I don't know if you even know this. So I had a slot person, a media guy, reach out to me. And he's like, hey, this is a year and a half ago. He's like, you can make some money filming slot machines. He said, you play video poker and stuff, but the slot machines, you can make a lot of money. Because we have two guys that are making an upwards of $1 million a year. One's a girl, one's a guy. And I was like, what do you mean? Just showing the slot machine?
Yeah, what's that?
So he shows me, I actually meet him for lunch. He shows me all this paperwork. He's like, yeah, I got permission at this casino, this casino, this casino. Every major casino, every one, put it this way.
Oh.
I don't know any they didn't.
Because it promotes all the winning.
It promotes the winning, yeah. And the casinos themselves are promoting it.
Of course. Like, yeah.
But you can't. At the Wynn is one of them.
Wait, that's $1 million a year job?
I can't believe this. So he shows me.
Bidlin.
The Wynn.
At the Wynn, too? So what? I can do my falconry and that?
The Wynn.
That sounds like a good day.
The falconry.
You know about the falconry?
Yeah. The falconer. Yeah. So the Wynn allows you, but not high limit, but they allow you on the floor or you can go to Encore and film. And I was like, wow, I'm trying to get this by me. The casinos usually don't even allow, like to have cameras or a phone and a sports book. Yeah. They don't want to show. Now, you can't show other customers and stuff, but
they understand the power of that. Yeah.
I looked into it more, and this girl that's on there, and that's this guy's client. He showed me checks, bank wires that she gets. I can't believe this girl makes $1 million a year. Now, you're going to lose your own money, though. I didn't like that part. You're going to gamble your own money. So she loses $200,000. She loses $200,000 to $250,000 a year.
Of course she does.
But she gets all the perks of the suites, even the jets, the private things to make the money back. It's kind of interesting. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the subject.
Yeah. Mark Meltzer like Seltzer, Man About Town, was at G2E. He showed me video. There's slot machines that now follow you around the casino.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the Terminator one. Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh, my God. More with the Crack Man, including his meeting, can I say it?
Sure.
With Dana White.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
We got Crack.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Betting Splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting Splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out, all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beatty the Book. Always appreciated. LFC title records. All I heard from Aaron Schatz from those two segments about this week, according to his DVOA, is the bet at his numbers are to bet the Chiefs -13.5 tonight and the Dolphins -16.5 on Sunday. I guess LFC title records felt it was a very pro-Chiefs, pro-Dolphins conversation.
That differential from the Giants down to, I don't even know who the second last
or Carolina was.
Carolina. The difference between that was shocking to me.
How great were those two Aaron Schatz episodes, by the way?
Yeah, that was awesome. Him diving into that MVP conversation, considering he is one of 50 voters.
One of 50.
Really gives you some insight. I mean, when we talk about...
He is 2% of the entire voting field.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, keep in mind that when we talk about Heisman things, when there's 4,000 of them or whatever, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Futak, one of a million voters. Rick Olier. When Crack gets there today, can you ask if he has any access to comp hotel rooms?
That's funny.
Bill Krakenberger is your reference number.
I think I show you last night at dinner? Someone actually...
You did.
It's unbelievable. Someone said, can you get my son a casino rate or something? Can you help him out with a discount rate? Obviously, you don't follow me on media.
Confirmation number is Bill Krakenberger. Brian Rosenthal. Anytime a guest or host can drop a Sopranos reference, it makes my day. However, referring to the Finn dinner moment... was shocking and probably 50-1 to be mentioned. Well done.
That was it. That was the Finn dinner moment. Uh-huh. Yeah, Sopranos. All right.
Charlie D, USA number one. Don't jump out of a plane that's working. Incognito.
I agree.
Incognito better says, I've gone skydiving. The altitude is one thing, but honestly, the weirdest thing is that once you hit terminal velocity, it just feels like you're floating and you don't realize you're actually falling. Well, that's interesting.
Guys my size don't float, my man.
And guys like him, there's no way we're doing tandem. Silent Mike D says, oh, I like the Silent Mike D. What about Slotzilla right outside your door? I've done Slotzilla. Have you done that, Kelly?
Oh, wow, you did it?
Oh, yeah, because
No, it's another one. Nope.
Oh, no, I did it, because whenever...
See, that's not a heights thing, because it's not that high up.
It's not, but it's high enough.
But it's just, I don't need to be strapped in like that, or, you know.
Right, but when Gracie,
if I saw me doing it, I'd be like, look at that fat guy up there going along.
No, when Gracie was 11 or 12 years old, there was nothing I wouldn't do. Like, whatever she wanted to do, I was like, okay, I'll do it. And you, the Slotzilla thing, which is a zip line, by the way, you can do it one of two ways. You can go Superman style or sitting. I went Superman style. This is the real man's way to do it. But it is a function of weight. So she weighed like, you know, a feather compared to me, fatty. I was at the end of it. And she was like halfway there.
I've also seen people get stuck.
Oh no, I didn't get
like
stuck.
Where they get get to like 20 yards to the landing I've and then it just kind of stops and they have to reel them in a bit.
It's insane.
Incognito Better also has a tennis question. It's great quick discussion on hedging. I'm facing some of those questions right now, sitting on a Umber 300-1 and Orkats at 25-1 in Shanghai. I did take a small piece of Rublev tomorrow that will make that bet a wash. Norman Vegas, regarding skydiving, you are correct about the perception of the ground being so far away. I went skydiving on my 28th birthday. Then you jumped by yourself on a static line. You do start to hear things as the ground gets closer and it happens quickly.
Oh,
you
wow.
start to hear things.
That is terrifying to me. That is terrifying.
And he goes on to say, so the perception is one thing, but let me tell you, it is a crazy feeling when they open the door to a perfectly good airplane at 10,000 feet and tell you to get out. Instructor said, you paid to be taken up in a plane. You didn't pay to land in the plane. Man. So great. All right. So you hung out with Dana White.
Yeah. Dana and for about 4 hours, we were. I was trying to think if I should say. It doesn't matter. I guess people know it's on.
Dana cleared you to talk.
No,
about
not
it.
That. No, Dana cleared me that. But yeah. I'm saying where we played blackjack. But it's on social media. So we're at Red Rock.
Red Rock is a totally different
Red,
thing.
Red Rum. So we were there over at Red Rock and. Yeah, so Dana is something. He really is. We were together the whole night, and he is an amazing guy. And had no idea how generous he was to other people like this. By the way, he first started out. I guess I could say this. He started out by he was down 320,000 in 7 minutes. He was down 6 minutes. He was down 320.
That was to Kelly every night.
Yeah,
down 320. So.
And
7 minutes.
Yeah, just not without the K part.
Yeah.
Takes another marker and proceeds to go on a total tear and gets the 300 back plus about 100. But every time he got like up to 200, he would take 100 and pay 100 back. And then he would have their money.
What do you mean pay 100 back?
It was very, it's very unusual the way he does that because I don't see players do that. I've been around a lot of high players and I don't usually see them do that. So in other words, he takes a $100,000 marker, he loses. Takes another $100,000 and wins the 100 back. He'll pay that 100 back in the middle of playing. He's still playing.
Oh, I see.
But he'll pay that 100 back. So anyway, he did that a couple times. Finally got back to even, and he quit. He was up like 100 grand and quit. But it's hard to quit when the other people were playing around. And John Orlando's playing, the big social media influencer, which, by the way, that kid was down 21 years old. He was down 40,000. He was down. What an amazing comeback these guys made, really. This kid's down to 40,000. He was down about, no, he was in 40. He was down 38,000. He had 2,000 left and got his money back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this kid was 21 years old. Like I said, he got his money back.
You said Dana helped him off the canvas.
I'm going to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Dana helps everybody.
Yeah.
So. Now Dana is up like 100 and he gives the kid like $3,000 for a hand to double with. That's how it started. The kid had $3,000. He doubled with the $3,000. He didn't have $3,000. He only had $2,000. He had $2,000 left. Dana gave him $1,000 to put on top of it. He won that hand. He went broke again after that. And Dana gave him here, just take another $5,000. And Dana just gave it to him. He gets back a lot of money and tries to give the money back to Dana. Dana won't take it. He goes, no, I'm good. Not only that, Dana started playing again now. So Dana like goes back in start and then loses and then goes upside down 100. Just amazing. Because after that session, he gives the dealer 5,000. And after the next session, he gives the dealer 5,000. Meanwhile, right now, he's losing 100. The only winner is the kid and the dealer. So
right.
When it all was said and done, Dana won 110 grand. And gave away $80,000, including this $1,000 chip that I have here, which I kind of got upset. I was like, Dana, no. He goes, no. Everyone around me has to take it out. I still have the $1,000 chip. He's like, no. You have to take that. I said, I backed away. Like, he was getting mad. You know what I mean? Like you have to take it, you know?
So advance this, and sure. I'm not trying to be the bad guy here, but I was, is he being too generous in your opinion?
Listen, that's not for me to say, but you know, I am a tipper.
Yes.
I am a tipper. I said it last night at dinner. I tip a lot of money, thousands a month for different things, but for different things like leaving my car up front of valet, for getting to the front of a line, for doing something for someone moving faster, for whatever it may be, you know, I tip for a lot of things. And then I tip just to go to restaurants. I'm always starting at 20% to it. So I'm very generous. Nothing like Dana White. Dana White is in a league of his own. I've been around some of the richest guys, private jets, millionaires, doesn't matter, Jews, Italians, doesn't matter what they are. Wannabes, not wannabes, real guys, multimillionaires. I've been around a couple billionaires. No one tips like Dana White. Nobody. He just takes care of everybody. Now, waitresses, he gave the waitress at least $1,000, probably more.
What a beautiful thing for those guys.
Gave the dealers $35,000, I think. $35,000
to the dealers.
Over the course of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you understand? Yeah, he only won like 110. He gave them 35% of his profit, you know? So he gave the girl that cut the cards $5,000. Girl, cut the cards. He gave her $5,000.
That's all she did. She just cut the cards. She just went like this.
She just cut the cards.
$5,000.
I'm also that guy.
Gave her $5,000.
Like someone else cut it.
And it was my friend's girlfriend. So he gave her $5,000. He gave everyone at the table thousands and thousands, including the one kid he gave $15,000 to. That five became 15.
Wow.
Gave him 15. Now, when it's all said and done, all over with, obviously they have some kind of a deal going. And I asked Dana ahead of time. I said, Dana, can I talk about this on the show? He's like, yeah. He's like, as a matter of fact, all right, we'll work on that in the future. But anyway, we should get him on. We should get him on.
I like where that's going.
So, because I'm going to have him on my podcast already. He agreed to come on.
Okay.
So he gave the floor people, which I've never seen. The floor people, the pit boss, the shift manager, all the guys in suits. He had his
just on his way out. Anybody he ran into.
Yeah, he had $500 packs rolled up, and he gave out five of them to five different guys in suits. So he gave and what a so now. Now
it's like, how could you get in his path as he goes?
He knows.
Hey. Excuse me, sir.
So Dana knows I'm a professional gambler. So he pulls me to the side. He said, "Crack, I know you think I'm nuts here, right?" He said, "I don't care. I'm giving everything away. Whatever I win tonight, I'm giving away anyway. It doesn't matter." He said, "Whatever I win, I give away." And he's been on a sick, sick tear. I don't want to say how much. It's over $1 million in blackjack recently. So ever since the Boston UFC event. Good guy, man. Good guy. Helps a lot of people.
You know what?
Why do we rate people how they tip and take care of people? That's the way I do it. I'm sorry.
That's a great, great window into him. That's awesome. Dana White hanging out with the Crack Man. More with Crack Man. Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget, on DraftKings Sportsbook this season, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app and use the promo code VEGAS when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Numbers guys, Carbone's wife and I went to Vegas for first time in several years. Carbone, hands down, our favorite. No bad meals, but Carbone was otherworldly. Maybe the rigatoni is what they're pushing, but rightfully so. Oh, they're pushing a bunch. That's for sure. This is from Blue Hen Bill. There's an original Twilight Zone episode called, called The Fever, where a slot machine follows a guy around and calls his name.
Oh, my God.
And calls his name until he finally jumps out of the window. It's hilarious. I do remember that. That's true. Twilight Zone, so ahead of its time. Man. Silent Mike D, I'm coming to see you guys Halloween. I am going to do it this time. We look forward to it, man. D-Gen Southern Gen, to your point about if Peyton Manning had been drafted by another team, Archie knew how important it was for his offspring to avoid certain franchises. Who knows how different his career trajectory would have been if Eli was a Charger? We will never know. It's a very good point, though. Yeah.
Speaking of those kind of things, I think I showed you last night at dinner, the golf for money, right?
Oh, yeah. G2E, yeah.
G2E. So not only this is like, they usually have a lot of, like, what is it called? Prototypes, things that are going to come out.
Kelly will love this.
This is actually going to be out next month.
Yeah.
Next month it goes live. You're actually betting on the, it's let me see. It's called Real Money Games or Real Money Skill Games. You're betting on a shot and to hit a target.
Okay. And this is like the video screen. This is like what the Tiger Woods Rory McIlroy League is going to be like in the spring.
So you won $5 because he hit it within 50 feet. You
but it's a casino game?
It's a casino game. Mm-hmm. It's $3. He has it set for $3 per shot. And you can win if you get, you know, within 5 feet, you get $30. You 10 times your money within, you know, so.
Oh, my God.
So I now this is going live. It's already approved everything. It's going live. My thing was, and I said, well, what if you get, you know, a Tiger Woods
type? Yeah, well, Tiger Woods shows up.
Coming in. And, you know, obviously they're going to even scratch golfers. And I'm very cynical. This thing's got to rob you sooner or later.
I mean, I hear you, but isn't
that
like.
Listen to
he says no. He says no, because the first time you play, you may be able to get us for the $30 or not even the 30. You may be able to get us for $6. The thing you could do is double your money is the smallest price. But it's going to take an eye scan of you, facial recognition, and it's going to put that into the game where it's going to make it a tougher game for a Tiger Woods to play.
So they know how to automatically make the target harder.
Oh my God. Yeah, does that apply to every human being?
Every human being.
You're getting whatever my handicap
is that
I entered at whatever golf course once upon a time into a computer. Oh, that's kind of scary and awesome.
Yeah. So don't you think you're going to game the system, D-A-Y bring?
Right. Wow. There's a name from the past.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's the same thought, though, of like winning.
Keith Clearwater, you're not going to game this
when
thing.
When Bill walks into a sports book, it's kind of, a little the same thing, right? It's if a Tiger walked up to that machine,
I'll ask both of you guys. I don't know this. So facial recognition goes by your eye. Does every single person have a different eye strand or something?
A retinal scan of something?
Do we all have different eyes? Now, from a camera, we're not putting our face into it. Yeah. Is it like a fingerprint? Everyone's unique? Is that what it is?
No, because I've heard of other people like being able to open up their phones with like their kids or something.
Right.
It has something to do with like the triangulation of your like eyes, your eyes, nose or something like that.
Oh, and yeah. I walked away.
Expert on this.
Yeah,
I read like
good.
One article on it about like 6 years ago. Okay, times may have changed.
I walked away saying I could still circumvent that. You put like eye things in, sunglasses. How do I go up here with sunglasses on? You know what I mean? This guy's not like a play with sunglasses. But, you know, you're thinking these things. But this is not even, like I said, it's not a prototype, but something for the future. Next month, for some reason, San Diego. Oh, that's another thing. There's no gambling in California, yet they can gamble because it's a skill-based game in California.
They
can gamble. So they're opening in San Diego.
You remember that when they used to use that for the distinction between fantasy sports and actual betting?
That's what they're By the
this
way,
this is actual skill. Yeah.
By the way, not legal in Nevada. This
not
is not legal.
Legal
in Nevada because it's a skill based game.
That's why fantasy is not legal here either, right?
Right. Yeah, but then it's what poker gets into this conversation.
So that's true.
And it's poker's not skill somehow, which never makes any sense.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying what they're using. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As a poker player, it infuriates me.
By the way, one other thing I want to go back to the Dana White thing because I asked, I was like, is he being too generous? And I could tell we might have been misunderstood. I didn't mean like. Is it a beautiful thing in generosity from the soul? That's a beautiful thing. What I meant was from a strict gambling monetary perspective of if you're winning $110,000, you're giving $80,000 of it away. By the way, Dana, in that sale, this is all public information, the sale of UFC was a $4 billion sale. Dana reportedly walked away with $360 million. And the big caveat to it is he was smart enough it wasn't like he just made his $360 million and walked away. He, according to reports, still has 9%.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he's still, by the way, it's worth over $10
billion. Yeah.
So that makes him a billionaire.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. This is just fun.
What a wonderful story.
Didn't know that. I didn't know that. I knew Dana White played blackjack big, and I know that actually, believe it or not, he's limited in certain casinos. Like, he won't even go to certain casinos because they banned them from playing anything like more than a couple grand. Yeah.
Wow.
Some of the big names on the strip, too, which, you know, it's actually amazing. And you know, he mentioned it to me about that. I'd have to ask him first. He was with some big names 2 weeks ago and playing, and they limited him at a certain place. But I just wanted to talk about it because, you know, you tip along the way in blackjack. You put a $5 bet or $10 bet for your 25 once in a while. I understand. Or your 50 or $100 bet. You put something for the dealers. I just don't know. For the way he does it is, but then again, it's just sport. It's to have fun because the guy will be down money, but the only one that's winning is the dealer and the kid but it's just fun for him. It's fun. And I really appreciated that night. And like, he's like, oh, you come any night, don't worry. He said, I want it when I come out. So I'm not part of the team yet, but I'm in. Anyway, it was nice to see that kind of money getting thrown around and what regular people do and how they react.
Absolutely. They must be super appreciative.
Yeah. And, you know, you're giving a dealer, not a dealer, you're giving the waitress $1,000 cash. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money to give a waitress.
Oh, yeah. So, $1,000 is a lot of money, period.
Yeah. It was so nice. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I kept this $1,000 trip that he gave me because I was going to say to him, hey, listen, can you give? Let's get your what's your charity? I want to put this to your charity, but John Orlando said no, don't do that because he gives it to you because he feels that's lucky for everybody, like that's your money, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not why I was there for though.
Well, we have covered the gamut from tandem skydiving. Yeah. Skydiving, the generosity of Dana White to the irresponsibility of Drake on social media.
Yeah. We have a fan on the show, that guy. Just give me the thing of listening. Like this guy, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know
him?
So he gave me this. He gave me Todd, you got to give us more of these things. It's a, what do you call that thing when it's a, you can move your little thing around?
Moving it around.
It's like a pen for.
The stylus.
Yeah. So it's a stylus. I love this part though. It cleans your things perfectly. So Todd, give us some of these for the staff over here. You give me one.
It's a beautiful thing.
No, he's a good guy. It's something I was just thinking about too. When it was in front of me with everything else that's in this bag, like I said to Kelly, I can have anything in my bag here. Right? I'm like a big kid, you know, mints, gum, top, yo-yo. Always got to have a yo-yo. You never know when yo-yo's coming in.
Do you really have a yo-yo in your bag?
No, but okay. I sometimes do. I have a lot of things that you wouldn't believe. Anyway, it was a really good night, but it also made me think about the responsible gambling aspect of it because I don't follow TikTok and Instagram. I have a guy that does it for me a little bit. I'm Twitter. That's it. That's me on Twitter, myself answering. No one has access to it except for me. But the TikToks and the Instagram supposedly was where the money is. I guess it's
for the kids or the influencers,
like the influencers stuff.
They make so much.
But I don't like the lies. Like you can't pay me to lie and say something's good when it's not. You know what I mean? I do a Fox show on the weekends, so they want to do a same game parlay. And what do I say?
No.
So listen, I'm doing it because you forced me to do it. I'm putting a thing on. I'm going to bet some correlations here, but you know I'm building it. But I can't force myself to bet something with double digit hold.
You do anything on tonight's game at all?
Nothing on tonight's game. But I just showed Kelly amongst my tickets here. I ran down to South Point because you can't bet big money on the app there. That's one of the places that you have to go in person if you're looking to bet bigger money. I made a pretty large bet on Detroit -3.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love how the South Point keeps that three and a half. They won't go juice on there. So I made a
bet. By policy, they don't do that. Michael Gaughan's edict.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Detroit Lions, Bills play in the NFL season on the road at Tampa Bay. Billy, always a pleasure, man.
I'm gone? I'm done?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. You're welcome to hang the last thing if you want.
Listen, I'm out.
You can hang.
Oh.
We're just going to talk normal stuff.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just sip in the background.
Numbers Game at Beeson, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up today for only $19. That's it, $19. For your first month at vsin.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. What a show today with Aaron Schatz and Crackman on fire.
That was great.
By the way, vsin.com/picks page. tennis is in Asia. And so I haven't handicapped the matches that are coming up because of the time zone difference. But like, for instance, last night, Sebastian Korda over Ben Shelton, that's a winner. That's on the VSiN.com/picks page. Every host, every guest on the network, all their picks at VSiN.com/subscribe. Thursday Night Football tonight, obviously baseball. Here's my thing. I'm so vested in the Phillies at this point.
You're not going to miss a pitch of that.
I'm going to do the double screen, but like, I don't know how much my attention is going to be on this football game, which we talked about. For me, is not a pre-flop bet. It's an in-game because of wind considerations. 15 to 30 mile per hour potential rain as well. Travis Kelce questionable.
Upgraded to probable.
Okay.
That just came down. What's so the it looks one like we
don't?
Gonna go.
What's the one we don't have? We don't have doubtful anymore.
I guess.
Doubtful doesn't exist anymore. Okay. Wilson, Russell Wilson with a clean pocket out of 36 quarterbacks. His quarterback rating is third. His EPA per play is 15th. When he faces pressure, he becomes middling, 13th, which is not awful, but 21st in EPA per play. The issue, though, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Chiefs defense is 11th in DVOA, but 4th in pressure rate. So that could be a little different to step up in competition for the Broncos, Russell Wilson. Chiefs are 10.5 point favorites. The total's 47. And you said you had a prop bet, sir.
Yeah, I did play Pacheco over his rushing prop, 74.5. It's on the rise. I don't know how much higher I would go than that. I was even a little... It's a small bet. I was a little skeptical at that number, considering he's got one game this season where he's gone over that number. But with the conditions expected tonight, I think you're going to see... conditions expected... Plus, the Chiefs' passing game struggling a little bit here. Plus, if this gets into a blowout potential territory, I think there's multiple paths where that bet can get home. Pacheco really kind of separating himself from the other running backs in that backfield, at least of who gets the carries. Jerick McKinnon, you see, involved in the passing game a bit more. But, I think you're going to see a heavy load of Isaiah Pacheco, especially if the conditions get ugly tonight. And if the Chiefs can get out to an early lead and just lean on this Broncos defense that's been not really been able to stop anything this year, I like that one. It would be otherwise game-wise, Gil. I agree with you. I think pre-flop, it's tough to even discuss right now with the weather so far up in the air. But just based off of that, it would still be a lean to the under, a lean to the Broncos for me. It's just when you're talking about those kind of conditions, that's a lot. If it is, I looked this morning, and you nailed it. The wind site I was on that I always go to for golf and stuff, it's saying 23 mile an hour sustained winds basically throughout the game tonight.
And we usually say 15 miles per hour is sort of the threshold where it becomes a thing.
Right. Yep. As well. Well, we've always heard from Kevin Roth, meteorologist, comes on here. Once you get north of that 15 miles an hour, it's going to start to affect the ball in the air.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about north of 20 gusts and 35, 40 range. Who knows? Who knows how bad that could get tonight?
What a find Pacheco ended up being. A seventh round draft pick out of Rutgers. Seventh.
You know what's throwing me off? We've talked about this before, but he's one of these guys that fits this. Is just the numbers. Where their jersey numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's such a bigger guy than the jersey number makes him look. And, like, you always see him running in between the tackles. I always think he looks like this small little back. And then you, like, go and look. He's 230 pounds or whatever. And
because he's wearing the Tyreek 10?
Yeah, but then on the flip side, the other one who throws me off is Calvin Ridley. When I see him this year, I'm always like, he looks so much smaller than I remember him, which is obviously not true. He's the exact same height. This little small wide receiver.
It's so interesting. I always remember, like, when Pierre Garçon played for Indianapolis, I was like, oh, he's this little receiver. And then when he played for Washington, I was like, what happened to Pierre Garçon? In one offseason, he's huge. He's a monster. It really is funny how that matters in some cases.
I told
you
about my Pierre Garçon or a Pierre Garçon story, right?
Peter Waiter?
No. Yeah. But yeah. Have I told you the one about not being able to recognize him?
No.
So I was with another bigger media personality, I guess I used to work with, and we were at a Miami Hurricanes media day, and Pierre Garçon's across the way, and he's just talking with some people, and I'm like, man, that guy looks familiar. Like, who's that? But, you know, he's such average height, like average build. Like, you wouldn't really think, right? You don't think NFL wide receiver when you see him in person. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, that guy looks familiar. Who is it? Who is it? Talking like, who is that? I don't know. We don't know. I can't figure it out. We're like, it's got to be some Miami guy we're not thinking of. And then, like, just out of nowhere, I'm like, that's freaking Pierre Garçon. I don't know why he's here right now, but that's him.
It is a trippy thing when you get to an age where you can't, like, place someone anymore. I think I've said this many times before. I went to a I went to a Justin Timberlake concert years ago in Vegas. It was like a 3-hour show. The dude, two seats to my left, I'm like, who is this guy? God, I know who this guy is. Who is this guy? And literally for the first 45 minutes of the concert, I wasn't even paying attention. I was so obsessed with, who is this
This
dude?
Is what I was doing with you know Garcelle, too.
Evan Longoria.
There you go.
But of course, he wasn't wearing his uniform or his baseball cap.
You can't place him. Yes.
Literally, the moment after I figured it out, the girl in front of me turns back to me and whispers, goes, is that Evan Longoria? I'm like, yeah, of course it is.
Obviously, who wouldn't know that?
Who wouldn't know it's Evan Longoria? By the way, I'll say this again. Tim Hasselbeck on Isaiah Pacheco, the greatest description ever. He runs like he's angry at the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
You know what we haven't done yet this week?
Teaser time!
It's teaser time.
He says it so much cooler than we do, though.
I know.
Is that Ryan?
That's Ryan.
He's awesome.
He's great.
All right. Kelly has poetic license to give us our options here. What do you got?
All right. Teaser time options. I throw you a 4.5 in there for you because, you know, I kind of like those sometimes. Titans plus 4.5 versus the Ravens at Tottenham. 49ers up to 7 now at the Cleveland Browns. Possible weather game, possible quarterback situation for Cleveland. Bears plus 2.5 against the Vikings. Texans plus 1.5 home against the Saints. Commanders plus 2.5 at the Falcons. Eagles laying 7 at the Jets. Rams laying 7 home against the Cardinals. Chargers plus 2 home against the Cowboys.
Wow, provide the whole schedule. Why don't
you? Yeah, I threw a lot of options on there.
Okay, so again, for those who are the uninitiated, the Wong teaser legs, Stanford Wong, pseudonym John Ferguson, lives in La Jolla. I'm getting closer to John Ferguson's actual address. You may find him if you turn 2 rights and then a left.
If you go into this Ralph's, you'll catch him in the...
We have not provided totals. So again, what he was the first to come up with is these are the best plus EV legs when teasing NFL sides. And again, it's road dogs and home dogs of between 1.5 and 2.5. So teased either up through the 7 on either side on that, or home favorites of between 7.5 and 8.5 teased down through the 7 and 3, not road favorites of above that 7.5 and 8.5. So not that leg. It's those 3. And it is, you know, total dependent as well.
Pretty sure we've kind of thrown that out the window a little bit, right? Because the totals when he first wrote about it,
Yeah. We're
always short. We're shorter anyways.
Well, and once we start getting down that, then it becomes a 3-minute dissertation. We don't have that much time.
Right.
Also. The point that we're trying to get to is here is what is your favorite 2-team 6-point teaser leg given these options? You want to go first?
I do have one in. Okay. I did make a Texans Commanders teaser.
Ooh, you trust the Commodores to keep it within 8.5?
I know the Falcons have been much better at home. Desmond Ridder, this is becoming like my new Mike Tomlin stat. He's never lost a home game in his entire career. Mm-hmm. Gil, both professional and collegiate.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know, right? Crazy. This team is running the ball and it's defense, and you're going to have to win by multiple scores, obviously, to cover this teaser. Like, I just don't think that's something Atlanta can regularly do. So, I'm going with Commanders catch 8.5 points.
I am going to go Bears, Commanders.
Okay. I like that, too.
Commodores, just because, like, could the Niners get stymied by a Browns defense? I could, there is a world where that happens. Could the Eagles get stymied by a Jets defense? There's a world where that happens. Could the Rams not show up against the Cardinals? There's a world where that happens. Do I think the Commanders keep it within 8.5 against the Falcons? I'm not a Falcons guy, as you know. That has helped me up until last week. Yeah. That helped me. The Bears thing is just the Vikings don't beat anybody by double digits. That's an auto for me. Now watch them get crushed by 20.
The
right?
Chargers one is interesting too.
Chargers one. So that was the other one I wanted to leave for last. Like the Chargers would have been Bears Chargers. But then I thought to myself, is there a scenario where the Chargers just get blasted? Yes,
of course there is. But have you heard some of this stuff coming out of the Cowboys camp? Like I heard this on my way in this morning on the radio, but this was. Like, I guess McCarthy, like, has been staying at the team facility and is, like, asking staff members to stay late and stuff. Like, this might be just blowing up down
there. Yeah. Teasers have not been fabulous thus far this year, though. I must say
I haven't played nearly as many as what I usually play. Last week, though, if you played Wong teasers last week, they were a cash machine.
Yes, they were. Best Bets is next. I'm going to go do a Megapod. Rufus Peabody's our guest. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.